The Pentagon says we're learning a lot. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. As parts of the shot-down spy balloon are salvaged off the South Carolina coast, defense officials say there's a fleet of balloons and a surveillance program run by the Chinese military for years.
When you look at the scope of this program and the fact that we know that these balloons have been spotted in what we now can subsequently assess to be Chinese balloons operating over at least five continents in regions like Latin America, South America, Southeast Asia, East Asia, and Europe.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says four previous flights over the U.S. are only now assessed to have been spy balloons and not all the same size or with the same payloads as the one shot down last weekend. Briefings are expected tomorrow for the House and Senate. Fox News learning the House classified briefing will include defense, intelligence, and State Department officials. Furious finger-pointing during a House hearing with former Twitter executives accused of suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story weeks before the 2020 election.
We don't know where the FBI ends and Twitter begins.
Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert accusing the former executives of colluding with the government to silence people. But New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accuses Republicans of weaponizing the House Oversight Committee.
We're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story. I mean, this is an embarrassment.
And Democrats focusing their questions on the role of tweets in the Capitol riot. In Texas, the man accused of killing 23 people in a racially motivated attack at a Walmart in El Paso has just pleaded guilty to federal hate crime and guns charges over the 2019 massacre. Prosecutors say Patrick Crucius drove more than 10 hours from his hometown near Dallas and wrote online the shooting was in response to what he called the Hispanic invasion of Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The president takes his State of the Union agenda on the road to Wisconsin and doubles down on a claim many Republicans reject.
He pretty much gave the same speech he gave last night, only shorter. He started out with his call for bipartisanship and made the claim that fighting for the sake of fighting gets us nowhere. And then he dove right into the partisan fight, making that claim again that Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare benefits.
A lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security Medicare. Well, let me just say this. It's your dream, but I'm going to my veto pen make it a nightmare.
Now, it should be noted that Republicans, specifically Speaker McCarthy, deny that Social Security or Medicare are on the table.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Madison. Monday's earthquakes are now blamed for about 12,000 deaths in Turkey and Syria, with a 500,000 left homeless in Turkey alone.
Turkish President Erdogan facing criticism as he made his first visit to the disaster zone. His promise to rebuild all destroyed housing within a year rang bitterly hollow to many as they deal with scenes of desolation.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Gaziantep, Turkey, the U.S. among many countries sending aid. Already involved in some mega music catalog deals, Sony may have something even bigger in the works.
The Michael Jackson estate is in the process of selling half of its interest in the iconic King of Pop's catalog in a deal in the $800 to $900 million range to Sony and a financial partner. While details are unclear, Variety reporting the two companies are negotiating to acquire 50% of the estate's interest in Jackson's publishing, recording music venues, the MJ the Musical Broadway show, and the upcoming biopic Michael, and possibly more. The package would be the biggest deal to date in the still booming music catalog market.
Fox's Michelle Polino. A down day on Wall Street. The Dow drops 207. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.